Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. It is Thursday, and welcome to our show on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening. We're glad you're joining us as always, and don't forget to subscribe so you can get us every day, whenever. It's funny, I was listening to one of our podcasts from a couple of days ago when we were doing Bond songs, but it was cool because then it like, I don't know if I have it on random or something on iHeart, but after I heard that, it like popped into like something from a couple months ago that was really funny too. That I was like, oh, that's cool. That it's just old. Like you can play, once you hit play, it'll just keep going all day.
And it can shuffle. It sounds shuffles. Like
yeah. I was in a doctor's office once for a meeting, and they had it on like that because it was later in the day, and I was like, oh, we're on. They were listening to our show through the app.
And it
went like that. It just never ended. Like, I was there for over an hour, and it was just continually us. And I was like, I like this.
You know what I can never get enough of? More of us.
That's right. What I always say. We need more of us.
More of us. On the show today, so social media, is it really, really damaging to us? They broke it down now on the levels of what's damaging, from everything from how you view other people to just what it's doing to your eyes. So I don't know if we'll take action from it, but we'll talk about it. Also, wait until you guys hear what happened at a Kalamazoo Target. So, and it was not a joke. And Target saying like, Target saying they didn't mean to do it. Like they didn't do it as a joke. They never meant to do it. So, but instead of a raise, everybody got something else. And it's become like this big national story and it happened here. So I'll tell you about that coming up. Yes.
Is it going to be really cringy?
No. It's not. Oh. No, it's mean. It's mostly.
Is it kind of like when you flip formats on April Fool's Day and you're like, well, it just was that day. I didn't know it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, we're bringing
Day.
That up today, Allison.
Thanks for hitting me with that today.
I'm sorry.
Well, it looks like two awful things happened at the Fisher Building.
Oh, the two dark days of the FB.
Just pop that one out of nowhere.
That poor building. It had nothing to do with it. This is that building. So we'll talk about that. And well, there's a lot going on today.
Jay Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
William Shatner is officially the oldest person to go into space at the age of 90. He did blast off on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket yesterday. The wind dialed down from the day before. It was perfect blue skies out. He broke down into tears when he returned from space, telling Jeff Bezos this.
All right, here you go.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this.
Allison, what do you think?
I mean, of course you would feel that way. He got to go. Did he go into real space? Remember the last time the two billionaires were like.
It was up there for 90 seconds or so, yeah.
No, but remember when one, Jeff Bezos and the other one,
yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
One went into real space and one went into outside the atmosphere.
Just outside the atmosphere. He went just outside the atmosphere.
Okay.
It was quick.
All right, we'll count it.
Let's still. You know, he's nine.
So now we can count it, Allison.
Oh,
but
it.
If it was Elon Musk.
No. I'm just saying.
What if it was Grimes?
No. No matter who it is. If you're not in real space, I'm just saying.
I think you orbit the Earth once, you're in space.
The wait is over. Adele has finally announced that her fourth studio album named 30 is arriving on Friday, November 19th. She said, I've learned a lot of blistering truths about myself along the way. I've shed many layers, but also wrapped myself in new ones, discovered genuinely useful and wholesome mentalities to lead with. And I feel like I finally found my feeling again. I'd go as far to say that I've never felt more peaceful in my life, meaning it is time for this album to be released. She ends the heartfelt post with, home is where the heart's at.
Write a book already,
just
Adele.
Just play the song, Adele.
My album's coming out Friday 11-something. See ya.
Remember when we didn't even say coming out? We said album drops Friday.
Yeah.
It drops now.
It's dropping.
Well, we get to hear her new song at the top of every hour all day tomorrow. So
I know. I'm excited. We got a little WNIC exclusive.
Kelly, Chelsea's telling you about Adele's album now, just in case Kelly Clarkson has something coming out that day, because that's probably going to take the focus.
Yeah, I want to get it all out there right now so that when that Christmas album of hers comes
Kelly's
out,
got a
I'm
Christmas
ready.
Song. It's very uplifting.
And finally, I think you guys are going to like this. Here's part of the trailer for season 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh. It's hitting HBO Max on October 24th, and I have to see it.
I want to make a toast to friendship.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Larry, you can't look me in the eye and toast.
What does it do?
You're saying, hello, I see you. I connect with you.
Hello, I see you. I acknowledge you. I connect with you.
I think you're rude.
You see how stupid
yeah.
it is?
Laugh.
So great.
Oh, I love it.
TV tonight, we have Grey's Anatomy and Law & Order SVU.
All right. Allison's got some homework, huh? New Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Sopranos prequel you haven't seen yet.
I know.
Good God. Is that on Paramount? Or is
I'm
that
on number two of Squid Town, though.
Look at you.
Squid Game.
Yeah, the Squid Thing.
Squid Town. I'd rather go there. Good morning. We have a lot coming up today. Crazy Lines is on the way. Also, Hockey Town is back. How about Red Wings kicking things off today? We'll talk about that. New young team. Crazy Lines is a way for us to go around the room and tell you something about ourselves that make us a little not right, a little crazy, a little weird. You can always jump in and let us know at 313-631-100.3. If there's anything that makes you crazy, let us know. I'll start today with something very, very simple. When ordering calamari as an appetizer, I will only eat rings. It has to be rings, and I request rings only, not those weird squiddy, like,
tentacles.
Here's rings, and then here's, like, a whole one that used to live in the ocean floating around with its entire body.
Oh, I thought you just meant you'll only eat the rings and not rings that broke apart. I didn't know there was a third thing.
Yeah, there's, like, full body ones
that
can never get on board with. You are totally...
Yeah, there's like
right to think that
all rings, and then and then you get a couple of these weird deep fried looking wedges of wildness.
I wasn't aware. Yeah. I don't eat calamari, so it's only a few times around me, and I only see rings. So you're not crazy.
All right, good.
At all.
Well, that's a first.
Right, this doesn't happen very often. Suck it in or soak it in.
Enjoy it. Let me write
this
down.
Date down.
Write it down. What do you have, Allison?
So whenever we order food, I feel like if we're going to order something like pizza or I have to make it worth, and this was my problem back when I was ordering my groceries, I have to make it worth the person's time to bring it to me.
Okay.
So like, for instance, I could never just have DoorDash go get me an extra value meal at McDonald's. Like, I couldn't do it because I would just feel like I've got to get at least $20 or
$30. Of course, yes.
So even though he and I may only just want a pizza, I got to throw some breadsticks in there and maybe a third thing. And it's just because I don't want them to feel like, I can't believe I got to make this trip for just a $10 pizza.
Without a doubt. I'm the same way. I to sit there and say, like, you know what? I'm dying for a 10-piece McNugget.
Right.
I'm just going to get that delivered. Like, you can't. Yeah. Like, you might as well go get it yourself.
That's what I... Right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, because it's a two-parter. You feel super, super lazy, and you don't want them to be judging you, but that is their job. I don't think they care way or another how many things you get. They're making money off of it.
Yeah,
so.
I guess, but not as much. They'd make more if the order was more expensive.
Yeah.
What about you, Chelsea?
Okay, so when I'm opening up a new box of something, say like a new box of Cheez-Its or crackers, you know how like at the top there's a tab with like a peripheral?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can open the tab and then you open the box and it's easy and simple. Somehow I always mess up the tab and I never get it down all the way across the box. And then I end up opening the box like a savage, like just wrecking it and defeating the entire purpose of what that little tab was meant for.
Can I just tell you, this may be the first time in history that our Crazy Lines revealed that we're not.
You're absolutely
because,
right.
Chelsea, my omelet bites that I eat every morning has one side with that perforated tab that you rip down the center, and it always breaks apart. So I always go to the other end and rip it open.
Okay, so good. I'm not the only one.
Because the tab is always faulty, and it breaks and breaks as you're trying to do the strip.
Guess what? I'm not allowed to open in my home. Half and half. because it's going to be open on both ends. One side will be ripped, and one side will just be half open. Because I have never mastered the click, click, click. Never.
Always now you're back to crazy.
And now you're back to
crazy. Oh, yeah. Now you lost it.
There's crazy lines on 100.3 WNIC. Jay's Junior's at home. We want to see your applications at WNIC.com. We want to do some really special things for kids coming up this holiday season. And it is a way for you to make it really special. Just got to give us the story. We can't do it without people like Kroger and Masco and Planet Fitness and Imagine Theaters. Our friends at Jersey Mike's, Canterbury Village, and Angels of Hope. So get those applications in now. And we have our fingers crossed that next year our Disney trips will be back. So tonight, Hockey Town returns. Yes, it's hockey once again. The Red Wings open their season with a tough matchup against the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Here's the thing, and I read it a couple times this morning. Everybody's saying, "Yeah, don't expect much from the Wings. Don't expect much. It's a young team. Don't expect much from the Wings." I keep hearing that. So, yes, the Wings went all in on youth. You have this 20-year-old kid. Is it a Sider? Mort Sider? Mm-hmm. You have Lucas Raymond, who's 19. Both are former first-round draft picks. Game time is at 7:30, Little Caesars Arena. But guess what? Maybe you don't say that. Maybe you don't say don't expect much from the Wings. I don't know. 19, 20-year-olds that are young and strong and ready to play hockey, they might kick some butt tonight.
You would think that experience is what mm-hmm. you're looking for. But, I mean, remember LeBron James right out of high school.
Right.
I mean, he was ready to go right then.
Let's see the talent before we start putting the headline up. Don't expect much. We're rebuilding. All right. Maybe this will be the season that turns into a movie, right? So anyway.
Right.
There's a new study that says whole milk fat is just as good for kids as low-fat milk. So researchers studied more than 40 healthy kids ages 4 to 6 for 3 months and found there is no significant changes in their health. Children who did drink low-fat milk took in less calories. They made up the difference with other foods, though. So the whole Jimmy has to have skim milk or Jimmy has to have whole milk doesn't matter.
Well, I know that Warren's doctor just said this to him just a couple weeks ago when he went in. I have been on prescription vitamin D before, like prescription vitamin D. But we all have, most of us have vitamin D deficiencies. And his doctor just told him when they were talking about it, like it's the cause of a lot of, like, not having enough vitamin D is the springboard for multiple things. So it really becomes something that you talk about with your doctor, like later on in life. So it's probably best to just keep that vitamin D going.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's crazy that we are built really like machines. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're built like a machine. Like if you were talking about your car, you'd be like, well, the car needs, you know, it needs oil and
right.
it needs lube and it needs all these things in the engine and all this stuff. But like, we're like that, and I don't even know if we've ever really figured it all out yet. Like, who knew you needed so much vitamin D?
Right. I just don't understand how a person who's basically made of cheese, like, this is mostly all cheese, has a vitamin D deficiency.
It's bizarre. Wait, what's the vitamin that you get from the sun? Is that D?
I think, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe with the amount of TV you're watching in your room, it's offsetting the cheese.
That's right.
We've never seen this happen medically. Later this morning, Royal Oak Police Chief will announce a new parking system coming to downtown Royal Oak. The new system will include parking kiosks and smartphone-connected systems, making it easier to pay. More details will come at a news conference.
So did you guys hear about that story in Royal Oak yesterday where that big, like, African cat was on the loose?
Yeah, the cat's been caught, right?
Oh, it has.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, I just read the cat's back in the bag is what the headline says.
Does it need a home? No, it has a home.
Oh.
I mean, it lives with four other cats, and they're domesticated.
Oh.
And, yeah, it was, but they were like, children, do not touch the cat if you see it.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Hey, just a little fun fact here for you so you know. We know the Lions are 0-5, and, you know, we're hoping that this wing season or Pistons, you know, take off. The Tigers finished their fifth straight losing season. But, of course, for Detroit sports fans, it wasn't always this way. 37 years ago today, the city celebrated a championship. The Tigers won it all back in 1984. So, hey.
Oh, well, thanks for letting us know, 1984.
There's hope. There's hope. There you go. There's your headlines.
Every 40 years.
100.3 WNIC.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Time for Feeling Good in the D. It is brought to you this morning by our friends at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Listen to this story. Last year, a park ranger at Glacier National Park in Montana found a teddy bear while on a hiking trail and decided, I'm going to hold on to this teddy bear. So the ranger puts it on his dashboard and joked that it was his patrol car's official mascot. Then last week, a hiker sees the bear through the windshield and realized it must be the same teddy bear their friend's daughter lost on a hike last year. It was the first gift they gave her before adopting her from an orphanage in Ethiopia in 2016.
Oh, wow.
So she's had it her whole life and was thrilled to get the bear back.
Yeah. Oh. No, as I get that. As someone who, as a little girl, lost her teddy bear, I remember it on a trip from Michigan back to Chicago or vice versa, staying in a hotel, and it got left behind. And that teddy bear was so important that however far we were on the trip, the parents went back to the hotel, but I never got that teddy bear back. And I just know I still to this day remember it and think about it. Right. Like, it meant a lot to me at that time.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's not going to usually turn the car around to go 4 hours back because I left something behind.
I can't believe that she actually did that for you.
I can't either. I'm like, who are you?
Right. Well, you know,
that's sweet.
You know the story of Cousin Jennifer on the Guilford Park beach in New Jersey when I was 5 years old, where she took my die-cast large Batmobile and said, want to watch it appear and disappear? While we were like on the shore of the water, and she buried it down in the sand where the waves crash, and then couldn't retrieve it, and then replaced it with a plastic Batmobile weeks later, which was not the same.
How do we feel about Cousin Jennifer now?
I don't know if there's been a lot of dialogue since that happened.
I wouldn't think there would be.
They tried
and
to
I
make
don't,
good.
Now I don't know that I like her.
What's your parents think?
I don't know if I've even told that story.
No, you have. I've
have
heard
I?
It.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Listen, Allison has a repertoire. I have a couple too.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Hi guys. Sorry. I'm looking at my camera. I shouldn't be talking about things I see on the radio. But no, who's behind me?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The
I
guy,
don't know,
the killer guy.
Michael Myers.
Oh, that freaked me out.
He's gonna be at Fox 2 today.
Oh, today's the day.
He's
be here. Thursday. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's gonna be here.
He's not allowed to bring that knife in, is he?
Jeez, you're not allowed to bring yourself in. I can't imagine you bringing a knife.
Right.
It's just funny because, you know, I talked to a producer of Fox 2, Jasmine, today, and I said, listen, be real careful. We don't have a lot of footage of him in the movie where he's not killing people. Yeah.
right.
How do you know? Because when you interview somebody, you want to show shots of them doing their work.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Every shot of him is stabbing someone.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't use the fluorescent light one either. Let me ask you a question. Coffee Mate is selling creamer that tastes like Rice Krispie treats. And they do this a lot. Coffee Mate has a lot of like creamers that taste like other things.
Yes.
Yeah, like Girl Scout cookies. They had the Thin Mint flavor before, which is really good.
I can't drink. They taste very chemically to me.
I use Coffee Mate.
Yeah.
I use both kinds. In every morning cup of coffee, I use the dry powder. And then I top it off with the liquid creamer.
Right.
And Warren hates it too. He says it gives him heartburn. But I like it. But it can only be regular. I don't want French vanilla. I don't want hazelnut. I don't want any of that stuff. I just like regular.
Well, I brought it up because someone we work with here, Alan, tried. Remember we talked about on the air the mayonnaise in the coffee?
Oh, yeah.
And how stupid that was?
Did you do it?
No, but somebody we work with did.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened? What was the outcome?
Oh, yeah. Derek did it. And he loved it.
Is he being?
He liked it.
But is he being funny, or is he?
He said it was fine. He said it tasted fine. He said there was no. He's like, you know, it tasted. What did he say? You liking it? He said it was a little tangy, and it was fine. It was all right. He's also. Let me be clear about Derek. He took a scoop of mayonnaise and just ate it before, with a spoon.
Yeah,
he's got a weird mayonnaise thing.
He's got a mayo.
He's abnormal. He's atypical. So,
but he did say on the show yesterday they were drilling him about, would you ever do it again? Would you do that? Would you put that in your coffee normally? And he said, no, the more I started to think about the separation between the mayonnaise and the coffee and seeing that, it's so gross.
Yeah. That's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to, if it doesn't mix all the way in, then it's not a thing we can do.
He said it does mix all the way in, but then it unmixes.
Oh,
it's like a living thing. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. So no.
Okay, how about looking weather-wise today?
Better than that coffee.
It's like a living thing.
Yeah. It's like mid and upper 70s, again, near 80 today. We go way cooler, though, Saturday. We don't hit 60, and of course, we have some rain today. Best bet, mid-late afternoon.
Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. One, two, three. Go back into time. we're going to do right here is go back.
It is time for Back in the Day on 100.3 WNIC, brought to you today by Jersey Mike. So what happened on this day? 27 years ago, in 1994, the movie Pulp Fiction was released.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness.
Pulp Fiction. I'll give you a Chelsea line that's true. Okay. I've seen parts of it. I've never seen Pulp Fiction all the way through.
Are you and serious? I own it. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. You have to rectify that immediately.
Why do
people does that say the word not, rectify?
Why does that movie not draw me in, though?
I don't know. Well, first of all, you said you've seen parts of it, which means you did not sit down at the very beginning to watch it.
No, you
have to see Pulp Fiction, even if it hurts. Like, even if you're 45 minutes in and it's still... I can't imagine that it wouldn't take, though, but it's really good.
There are a lot of drugs and killing in it.
Maybe.
It's two mob hitmen, a boxer, a gangster, and his wife, and a pair of bandits intertwine in four tales of violence and redemption.
Yeah, all these stories are going on at the same time, and all these people are intertwined in small ways. And
right. It's so funny that you say, give it 45 minutes, and hopefully it'll hook you in. Mm-hmm. I was with my brother yesterday, and he was like, I can't believe you're not watching this show called Lucifer, which is on Netflix right now. Mm. And he said, just get through the first three seasons and then once you get to season four, Netflix takes it over and you're gonna love it.
No,
like three seasons, I could see like three episodes maybe.
Does anybody work anymore?
Right.
Today in 1994, one of the greatest movies ever opened in theaters.
For the second time in my life, I'm guilty of committing a crime. Parole violation. Of course, I doubt they'll toss up any roadblocks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not for an old crook like me.
Oh, that scene when the warden takes that rock and throws it at the poster and it goes clear through the hole in the wall is like the greatest wow moment ever.
I watched that scene over the weekend.
Did you?
It like happened to be on like right around that time, and I watched for probably like 20 minutes.
Yeah, for like about 9 years, TNT had Shawshank Redemption on every day.
Yeah.
It was like part of the lineup. And finally, 14 years ago in 2007, the first episode of 2007, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered. Here's a clip.
I am starving. Don't you have a photo shoot tomorrow? Stop eating.
I think she has a little junk.
Brother. All right, there you go. And there's where it all started.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
America's Got Talent judge Howie Mandel fainted while grabbing coffee with his wife in Woodland Hills, California yesterday. Paramedics rushed him to a hospital but pointed out that he was sitting up on his own by the time that they arrived. Howie wrote on Twitter last night, I am home and doing better. I was dehydrated and had low blood sugar. I appreciate the great doctors and nurses that took such good care of me. Thank you to everyone who reached out, but I am doing okay. A lot of the people that were at that Starbucks are there all the time, and they see Howie and his family all the time, and they just couldn't believe that that happened.
I had a feeling when she was saying that it was going to be dehydration. It usually is.
It's always dehydration.
You know, I just read this story. I don't know if it was Vanessa Hudgens or somebody like that, but they're coming out with their own cactus water because they get dehydrated all the time because they hate water. And I was like, okay, I'm not weird because I don't like water either.
My grandma doesn't like water.
Yeah, good. Now
what,
there's three of us.
Cactus water? What's that, a bunch of aloe?
I don't know, but she's trying to come up with a water alternative for people who hate water.
All right.
James Gunn wants to make a Gilligan's Island movie where the castaways get desperate and start killing and eating each other.
Isn't that Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
We already have that movie?
I think so.
Oh, there you go. The estate of the show's creator will not let that happen.
Sherwood Schwartz said no.
He's still alive.
Sherwood Schwartz said no. Thank you.
And finally, new episodes of The Wendy Williams Show are going to be airing on Monday. Wendy will not be there. A statement from the show said that Wendy continues to be under medical supervision and meets with her medical team on a daily basis. She's making progress, but is experiencing serious complications as a direct result of Graves' disease and her thyroid condition.
Oh.
It has been determined that more time is needed before she's able to return to her live hosting duties. So guests in the meantime are going to be filling in for her.
A guest host, you mean?
Guest hosts and panels.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
TV tonight, we have Grey's Anatomy and Law & Order SVU.
All right, Chelsea, thank you so much. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. We're glad you're joining us today for Allison's Bubble, which is coming up. Also, how damaging really is social media to us? We have the new stats coming up. All right, Allison, what's in the bubble today?
I found this fact kind of astounding. I'm not sure if you will, but there's approximately 10.3 million barrels of bourbon currently aging in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
Which is a lot, but when you consider the population of Kentucky only has 4.5 million people, it really seems like a lot.
Wow, that is a lot of bourbon. And that's where, I mean, that's where Kentucky bourbon is.
Right. 4.5 million people live in Kentucky. 10.3 million barrels of bourbon are aging there.
I mean, priorities.
Right.
Well, that's two bottles of bourbon for everyone. Let's go to Kentucky.
Right.
All right, very good. Hey, you know, what did I tell you guys? I think I figured out the secret TikTok formula. And what I found in the secret TikTok formula is that they, like a drug pusher, make your first time really good. They make your first video outrageous with tons of likes and stuff, and your second video fails miserably.
Oh, no. You put up a second one?
I did. I put up a little TikTok version recap of my Smallville interview.
That should have done really well.
You know, and I put the tags in for Smallville and Tom Welling.
And Superman and yeah, all of that.
So the horse and the dog friendship is at 2.4 million views. While my hilarious Smallville stars interview is at 535 views.
No! That's it. See, it's messed up. That doesn't make any sense, especially knowing all of the Superman fans out there that...
Yeah, and what I did is I even went with hashtags that a lot of people follow. Like 20 million people follow the Smallville hashtag. I'm like, oh, that'll maybe people see that. Didn't do anything.
And I'll watch these videos that come up of just like, this person just made a straight face-to-camera video of, don't let a narcissist tell you you're not good enough. And I'm like, how's that better than me eating queso?
Right,
I don't get it.
Right.
By the way, Jay, you're still not following me on TikTok.
Oh, am I? Okay. I will tell you honestly, I do not understand it very well. Like it says,
well, it also says
I have 700 messages and I don't know, I can't even find them.
Yeah, you know what your messages are?
What?
It's the arrow up at top, up at the top. I think you click on that because they'll have a little red circle. But all of my messages are people send videos. They just send you videos.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but I guess that's a thing. So
if I can't get through my emails, I'm certainly not going to be writing anyone back on TikTok.
Right.
Here's the thing about social. They put out this study, and this is what they found. The cost of social exchange. It's a catch-all for things like wasting time and energy on social media. It's also giving us, allegedly, psychological harm and making us more jealous and anxious. They say social media makes us.
Yeah, I believe that it can. I mean, that's what that whole whistleblower, blasted Facebook for when they had all of this data about what it was doing to teen girls, making them suicidal and something else. I have to say, I think, I don't have kids, but I was a kid and I had an awesome, you know, specifically mom, but I think that the biggest thing, like, social media is not going to be a factor. Social media could never have any impact on me whatsoever. Like, if I ever started to feel bad, I would literally just walk away. I just think if parents are a constant force in their kids' lives, reaffirming them, reminding them that this isn't real, I just think that a lot of these people that get so into it, I think they're left way too alone with their phones and their laptops, and they're not getting a balance from the real people who have to, like, remind them all the time, like, this is a fun outlet, and when it's not fun anymore,
you stop using it.
That's what I think. Like,
well, I mean, and it went on to say that annoying content, stuff that upsets you or irritates you, anything you don't want to see, expect to see on there. And I said, like I said before, you know how many times I mute conversations or mute tweets about, I don't want to know anything else about, I don't want to know anything else about conspiracy theories on the politics and all that stuff. Yet I get more of it the more I mute it.
You know what I don't like seeing? I don't like seeing hunters with their deer or their fish that they just caught. Like, I can't. I know that, you're more than welcome to do that. That's a hobby for a lot of people or a lifestyle. But I don't want to see it.
And you keep getting it.
Always. I feel like I have so many friends that apparently do that. I'm like, I didn't know that I knew one person that was a hunter.
By the way, the other things, privacy concerns, security threats, cyberbullying, low performance, meaning it tends to distract us and make us less productive at our jobs or at school. So there you go. You know, it's always something to be conscious of with yourself and, of course, your kids. But we still love it because, you know, what am I doing right now? Seeing if I got one more view on my Smallville video on TikTok.
Please like Jay's video.
Please don't. Before I play these for you guys, I just want to tell you that I don't have the paperwork behind what I'm about to play you, like, individually, but we can go through some of them. Sounds that you had no idea were copyrighted or trademarked. Which, wait, what's the difference between a copyright and a trademark? I don't know.
Maybe it's,
I know a copyright is like, you're going to get sued if you use it without permission.
I think that maybe they mean the same thing, but you use copyright in, like, literature and trademark in.
Copyright protects original work. Trademark protects items that distinguish or identify a particular business from another.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And that makes sense then, because here are the things that are trademarked that have protection. We'll start with this. That is the Mockingjay whistle from The Hunger Games.
Oh, never saw.
Now, radio gives us the right to play these things and talk about them because we're talking about them. You know, it's fair use. But yeah, if you think you're going to make a TikTok video or a Facebook video and start everyone with, they're going to come and get you. They're going to sue you. They're going to at least get your video taken down.
Yeah, and don't say, let's get ready to rumble.
No, don't. Oh, my God. Michael.
Wait, did I just cost us
Michael,
money?
Well, you're fair use.
I said it quiet. I whispered.
I said it quietly.
Yes, that changes everything. How about this?
Oh, that's, of course. That would make sense.
The two-note gong from Law & Order.
And you know what's maddening, and this does happen. I don't have any instances of it, but you know that it's happened. What would be maddening if somebody got to that before Dick Wolf did?
What do you mean?
Meaning, I know this can happen in other instances.
I know it's Dick Wolf's show, right?
Where someone will grab a name for, like, you couldn't be Jay Towers on TikTok because someone already was. Like, websites can't use the name they want because somebody already grabbed it.
Yeah.
Like, there have been instances where somebody got there to trademark something before you could.
Well, composer Mike Post is the one that actually created that little 4-second sound.
Yeah,
he also wrote the show's theme song, and he gets the royalties.
All right.
Every time this plays, he gets a royalty.
Wow.
You see where we messed up in life? You see where you guess?
We could have just done that.
He said, what our parents didn't teach us? No. That.
He said, I call it the Ching Ching because I'm making money off of it.
All right. Don't be cocky about it. I wonder if he was married to Marky Post.
Don't.
Oh, that's copyrighted, by the way, too, or trademarked. Homer Simpson's.
Don't.
Yeah, you can't put that into a plush toy and not pay The Simpsons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about this one, of course?
Oh, yeah. Who gets that money?
I call that the O-Man. I hear O-Man every time I hear it.
You do?
I hear O-Man.
Play it again.
Always. Since I was a kid, that's all I ever hear.
Only because you said it, I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, that's how I hear it.
That was created by breathing through a scuba tank regulator. And Lucasfilm is the one who trademarked it. So.
I wonder if it was reversed, if it's still trademarked. I mean, it's got to sound just like that, I would think. You know what else they have is this.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know exactly what that is.
You know what that is.
Like, you're not playing that and somebody's going, is there an electrical problem in the house?
No.
No, it's a lightsaber.
Chelsea will never know.
She'll never know.
She won't.
Or care.
Chelsea thinks it is an electrical problem in the state. There's something wrong with your board at the building. I'm going to call Mark, the engineer. I'm hearing something strange.
With every fiber of my being, I hope when she meets the one and gets married, he is the biggest Star Wars nerd on the planet.
Well, if you're in the right direction, you hope he's a Trekkie, because that'd be even worse for her.
Oh, well, I wouldn't really wish that on
him. Oh, thank you, Allison. Thank you.
How about this? How about this? Oh, inflating. Hang on a second. Hey! Tarzan's Yell, trademarked.
But who gets it? Carol Burnett?
Nah.
Because she did
if
it.
She had to pay for that.
That's what I wonder, because she did it in every show, right? Mm-hmm.
Edgar Rice Burroughs, Inc. protects the intellectual property of the author and Tarzan creator, and it holds the trademark for that yell.
That's wow. So wild. How about this one?
Affleck! That's kind of dumb, but I guess it makes sense.
But Affleck owns it,
is
right?
A thing.
Not
yeah.
name. Not
Gilbert. Not Gilbert. No, Gottfried. He got fired.
Yeah. This is trademarked, although I don't know the value much anymore.
You've got mail.
It's definitely has its place in pop culture.
Yeah, it does.
So that movie had to pay to...
Sure they did.
All throughout. Use the name, use it, the sound in the movie.
Why do you think I keep saying we're trying to set a world record with... the Michael Myers thing at Canterbury Village, because I can't use the G word, because that's not, unless that happens, they'll have to pay for that.
Is that like, okay. So, you know how at Super Bowl time, the emails always go out about how we
the
have to be
game.
Careful. That we have to refer to it as the big game. And it's like, why?
You know what? That's a misconception, I think.
We just can't have official Super Bowl parties,
right? You can't say, it's the Allison Super Bowl party at Tchotchke's tonight. It's got to be the big game party.
By the way, get this. AOL allowed Warner Brothers to use that phrase for the movie You've Got Mail, helping make the voice one of the most famous sounds of the 90s.
You know why?
So they all benefited.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they?
Right.
Why wouldn't they, right? I mean,
that's kind of like an E.T. when M&M's said, no, you can't use our candy, and Reese's Pieces cleaned up.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And they had huge sales because of it. Mm-hmm. Two more here. How about this one? That's Mick, what's his name? McPuffin? No.
Oh, no, Doughboy.
Oh, the Pillsbury Doughboy giggle. Yeah. His official name is Poppin' Fresh.
Right.
Poppin' Fresh. And the last one. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Minutes. I don't think it is. It's completely associated with that.
Really?
I mean, they did make it their thing.
It was trademarked by CBS.
Okay, well, then I'm going to use our time. Can I use this or am I in trouble?
No, but can we trademark that?
I don't know. Because it's different than the 60 Minutes one. This is 60
it
Minutes.
Is.
And this is our dumb show. All right.
That's incredible.
Remember, that's incredible. Let's get right through them today. A video has gone viral of a guy trying to pet a warthog. And getting knocked on his backside. It's not clear if he was injured. And we know it happens. It happened in South Africa. But listen to the audio. You know, people watch The Lion King and they think, oh, warthogs, they're nice. No. You can hear that they're not nice.
He's going to come up the steps. Oh, my goodness. And he's huge. I wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy.
Help me. Help me.
No, you're on your own now. You wanted to be dumb and do that, so you're on your own.
That guy, that guy sounds like Will Ferrell in Austin Powers when he goes down when he falls down the Dr. Evil's chute in where his chair. Help me! I'm very badly burned.
Oh my goodness! And he's huge. I wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh! See, he and I are on the same page. Up to hello, boy. I'm going to do that too.
Right.
And then that's where we part ways. So I keep my hands to myself.
You know not to go that close.
That's incredible.
How about this? A Canadian woman loved a home so much, she decided to uproot it and float it across a bay to own it. The process took 8 hours, around 6 boats to get the job done. I don't know how much it cost. Here's Daniel Pinay talking about why she wanted to float that house across the bay.
Now that I was given the opportunity to take it and move it to our own location and make it our own family home is more than I could ever dreamed of. See if it can withstand the water, and if it's meant to be over there, it's meant to be. And according to yesterday, it was meant to be.
And what if it sunk? It wasn't meant
to
be?
That's kind of a big risk.
Exactly. So this is your favorite house of all time, so much so you want to move it across the lake, but you're willing to just destroy it and never, ever be able to live in it?
It was meant to be. She got it.
Have you ever seen a house being moved?
No. Well, I've seen it. Yes. Like sometimes you see my
like drive past it? Yeah. It's weird.
It's so weird.
That's incredible.
Okay, here's that story I told you guys about earlier in the show. This week, we heard that there are a record number of people quitting their jobs. August was a month they really quit a lot of jobs. So this happened at a Target distribution center in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Workers there were notified that they'd be getting $2 per hour more during the two busiest weeks of the holiday season. That sounds good, but apparently it was lower than the boost they were expecting to get. The next day, the employees were given strange fortune cookies that said things like, "I see money in your future. It's not yours, though." And the cookie fell on the ground. Naturally, employees were not amused. Target says the cruel fortune cookies were not a joke, and that they inadvertently ordered ones with these kinds of messages. It is unclear what raise the employees were expecting, but one person did suggest that he's being paid less than new hires are getting. So the point is that here are these employees working at this Target distribution center, and they're getting fortune cookies basically saying, the cookie's been on the floor and you're not, there's no money in your future.
So Target meant to order fortune cookies, and they did mean for their employees to open them and get some kind of message, but that is not the message that they asked for. Is that what Target's saying? That
they're saying they did not want, they weren't playing a joke on employees, like, you're not getting more money.
Right.
That they weren't even supposed to get, they were just supposed to be fortune cookies.
So at the fortune cookie distribution center, there was a mix-up.
Must have been.
It is really sad to me, though, to hear that, like, a new hire could be making more than someone who's worked with that company throughout the entire pandemic. Like, that's not fair at all. I have a friend who works in a hospital. She just started probably a couple months ago. And she said if she were to get the job there now, she would have a $15,000 sign-on bonus. But because she missed it by, like, this much, she gets no bonus.
Oh, my Maddening. God. That's like here. I mean, I'm not afraid to say it, but that's like here. Fox 2. I mean, I've been at Fox 2 since 2000. A lot of people here get pensions. I won't get a pension because I started, I was always per diem. I was a part-time person up until I became an anchor Monday through Friday. So I was never, and then they did away with it. So I was I've been here longer than some people, but I'll never get a pension from here, which is, I get it. It's fine. Yeah. But it's like that.
You just miss it.
Well, what am I going to do? I listen, I have a good life. I'm not going to complain. By the way, Target boosted their minimum wage over the past few years. And last year they gave out holiday bonuses starting at $500. So there you go. Hey, just a quick reminder.
For 15 years, sitting in a room looking at this night, inhumanly patient, waiting for some secret silent alarm.
Ooh.
Michael? He's on his way.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Tonight, Canterbury Village, 6 o'clock, Fright Village, they're trying to set a world record for most Michael Myers masks in one setting.
I have a question that I got from a listener, which I'm pretty sure I already answered. I'm pretty sure I knew the answer to it, but just in case anyone else was wondering the same thing, do you come with your own Mike Myers mask or will one be provided for
you? No. You come with your own mask. Yeah.
And they can't be hard to find.
No, what's a
part of Halloween Town USA, whatever.
Spirit Halloween. Yeah. The Party City has them. I mean, you can find a Michael Myers mask. But yeah, Keith Aldridge, who runs things over there, said it's got to be over 250 to set a world record. Now, the cool thing about this is James Jude Courtney, who plays Michael Myers in Halloween Kills, which opens tomorrow nationwide. I just saw pictures of him and Jamie Lee Curtis. They were together Tuesday night at the big premiere. And by the way, they dressed up for Halloween, and Jamie Lee Curtis dressed up as her mother.
Oh, from Psycho?
From Psycho, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she had a shower curtain in her hand, and she was, yeah, it was really cool. It's a cool picture.
Oh, that's so cool.
But James Jude will be there, thanks to Motor City Comic Con for letting him come out to this event at 6 o'clock tonight. So I hope we'll see you there. We'll get a picture. We'll make it all happen, and hopefully we'll break that record. Speaking of Halloween, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have been named the number one Halloween candy that kids want most.
I can live with that.
Oh, for sure. That's it. Mm-hmm. They are spot on with that.
Followed up by M&M's, Milky Ways, which is interesting. I'm not a huge Milky Way fan.
I'm not either.
It's the nougat that confuses me.
I like Milky Ways.
You know what? I'm different. I don't mind the nougat because I'll eat a Three Musketeers. I don't particularly care for just the caramel in the Milky Way.
What's the difference between the Three Musketeers and the Milky Way?
Well, like Snickers and Three Musketeers and Milky Way, they all have that. Cloudy stuff. That's what the nougat is. But Milky Way has a layer of caramel right on top of that nougat. Yep. Yeah.
Hershey bars at number four. The old classic Kit Kats are up there. People like getting gummy bears. Kids. Hershey Kisses. Reese's Pieces. The ET candy at number eight. Peanut M&Ms.
Those are my fave.
And Twix. Number 66% of people want Twix. I like Twix too.
Do you have weird ways you eat your candy? Like there's two things I do with my peanut M&Ms. I suck on the M&M. Until it gets down to the peanut. And then I use my teeth and I chew it.
Yeah.
But I suck it like it's a lozenge. And with my Snickers, I corn on the cobbet. I go all the way around and eat all the chocolate off.
Weird.
And then I eat the inside.
Ew, I do not want to be around you when you're in that process.
That's funny because a Twix bar, I use my teeth like I'm eating like an artichoke. And I skim the top to get everything off down to the wafer. And then I eat the wafer.
Okay, so...
That should have been crazy line.
Let us not sit in judgment of me.
Yeah, no. Same thing with a score bar. I like to eat the chocolate off the score bar to leave that crunchy thing in the middle.
The toffee?
For the end. Yes.
Okay.
Weird. All right.
Jay Towers in the morning
on iHeartRadio.
It is time for Detroit's favorite game, Battle of the Sexes, brought to you by Oakland Mall. Two contestants on and ready to play today. Allison's going to play for Marianne, going for win number three. I will play for Larry. And all you have to do to play battles, go to WNIC.com. Chels has the questions. Let's play.
Allison, name something you'd hate to find had happened to your car while it was parked.
That it got stolen?
That is the second best answer. 5 points for that. That it got hit by another car.
Okay.
Jay, other than an airplane, what might a cartoon character use to help them fly?
Wings.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Allison, name a last-minute problem that could make you late for work.
A last-minute problem. Something's wrong with my car.
Second best answer, 5 points for that. Traffic was number one.
Yeah.
Jay, name something a really smart kid probably spends his summer doing.
Homework.
That is the second best answer. 5 points for that. Reading was the number one answer. You are in the lead at 15-10. Allison, name something a teacher might make students do during an emergency drill.
Teachers might make kids do during emergency drill. Leave the classroom?
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. Nice. And Jay, name a makeup women apply to their face.
I don't know what that means. What type? One of the makeups? Mascara?
Mascara came in last. 1 point for that. Foundation was the number one answer, and Allison wins 20-16.